Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Toyota may take the prize.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. June could be the month Toyota drives out General Motors in monthly U.S. sales. We'll find out later today as automakers release their numbers. For the most part, analysts are predicting another double-digit drop in sales. J.D. Power & Associates thinks the annualized sales rate for June could be 12.5 million vehicles. That would be the lowest monthly rate since 1992. Chrysler last night announced it's closing a plant in the St. Louis area and cutting a shift from another because of declining demand for minivans and pickups. Car dealerships aren't the only ones looking for ways to bring customers in. All kinds of retailers are turning up the heat on niche marketing. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Some retailers are looking to yoga for inspiration. JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, and J. Crew have started selling yoga outfits. They're trying to attract yoga addicts who don't mind splurging in the name of tranquility. Retail analyst Howard Davidowitz.
Retailers are fighting for footsteps. One way to differentiate yourself is to have special products to focus on special categories.
Davidowitz says some retailers are specializing in certain brands. Macy's has an exclusive Martha Stewart houseware line. One Macy's ad features Stewart and stars like R&B singer Usher hawking their products.
This is my new fragrance. Apply it here, and your body heat will diffuse it naturally.
But MKM Partners analyst Patrick McKeever says discounters don't have to hire rock stars.
They don't have to try and be innovators. It's because there is that natural benefit that comes during tough times as consumers seek value.
Dollar stores may have the best niche of all, cheap stuff. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
It's hard to believe, but it's already the 1st of July. As far as Wall Street's concerned, a lot of investors are saying good riddance. The major indexes closed out the first 6 months of the year with double-digit losses and are at levels very close to those of a bear market. Yesterday brought a mix. The Dow picked up 3.5 points to 11,350. By the way, that's down nearly 20% from a record high of 14,198 set in October. The Nasdaq was down 22 points yesterday to 2292. The S&P 500 added more than a point to 1280. Asian markets were lower today, and shares in Europe are down. The head of the European Central Bank is meeting with U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson today. Paulson arrived at the ECB at a critical time, just as the bank is poised to raise interest rates. Stephen Beard reports.
The ECB had already hinted it will push up rates this week, and the latest Eurozone inflation figure seems to clinch the matter. It's hit an all-time high for the Eurozone of 4%. But if the bank raises rates as expected to 4.25%, that will make the euro even more attractive than the dollar, and that could put further downward pressure on the greenback. Ambrose Evans-Pritchard of the Daily Telegraph says there's no doubt what the US Treasury Secretary will say at the ECB today.
He's going to be making it pretty clear that Washington's very, very unhappy with their talk of monetary tightening in this environment, which is making it impossible for the United States and for the Fed to stabilize the dollar.
He says Paulson may also point out if the ECB does raise rates to curb inflation and that hits the dollar, it'll push up further the price of oil and further increase inflation. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thriveand.com/retirement. by Clarkson Potter's The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat, available now. And by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to bring math and science teachers to under-resourced public schools. More information at teachforamerica.org.
Now, talk about driving on a wing and a prayer. A chicken restaurant in Georgia is taking its used cooking oil and powering delivery vehicles. The restaurant let its first wing-powered Jeep Liberty fly yesterday. In New York City, 4 out of 5 commuters use public transportation to get to work. That fifth person may be rethinking getting behind the wheel. Time to rev up the scooter. Andrea Mustaine reports.
On a sticky summer evening, rush hour traffic speeds down Broadway at 14th Street. Among the yellow taxis and buses, plenty of SUVs roar by. But some New Yorkers are trading in their gas guzzlers for a commute that sounds more like this.
Hi.
A scooter. Sales are up in New York. And since these dainty vehicles can get up to 70 miles per gallon, it's easy to see why.
90% of our customers are coming in this year exclusively because of the gas prices.
That's Jill Yu. She runs a scooter shop in Queens, along with her husband, James Yu. They say demand is way up from last year. Out in front of their tiny shop, James cuts open a giant cardboard box.
There she is!
The gleaming blue scooter nestled inside is already spoken for. A guy who got tired of shelling out $100 at the pump to fill his GMC Yukon bought this scooter for around $1,500. The Yus mostly sell Asian-made bikes, but Vespa, the Italian bike maker, is also having a good year. In the U.S., Vespa sales are up a record-breaking 106%. And one of the top-selling dealerships in the country is Vespa Soho, right here in Manhattan.
We've sold 14 or 15 in the last couple days.
Owner Zachary Shefflin says that's a lot, even for him. Shefflin says he hopes this means New York will start to look more like London or Rome. The streets buzzing with as many scooters as cars. But New York's Department of Transportation says not so fast. The department doesn't plan to make scooter parking or riding any easier. They'd rather you just took public transportation. But artist Tim Wilson says he got his scooter to avoid the subway. And it costs only $10 a week for gas. Wilson says it's not just the convenience and economics that make scooters great.
It's the best way to see the city.
He climbs on his pale yellow Vespa for the scenic ride back to Brooklyn.
How long does it take you to get home?
About 20 minutes.
Just 20 minutes. Yeah, rub it in, Tim. It takes me an hour on the subway.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
In New York, I'm Andrea Mustaine for Marketplace.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.